Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
And on this Monday following the Easter weekend, we've got some important things to discuss, like the refusal of the presidents to observe the memorial service of that fallen officer here in New York. Plus, a look at your portfolio, trying to help your money stay healthy on this Monday. That's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough,
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Thank you so much to those of you who heard our plea over the weekend to help the issue of liberating slaves in North Sudan. If you didn't give a gift and still wanted to, of course, that is possible. You just go to csi-usa.org and click the homepage there. You'll find a place where you can make your gift. So grateful to those of you that have done so in 2024. This was an interesting weekend. It was interesting because you have had as direct a spit in the face at God and Jesus and the historical Easter and the resurrection of Christ and the meaning of the holiday. You've had as direct an attack from the White House and from the executive branch and from everybody that could this weekend. Anybody that could thumb their nose in God's face did it this weekend. And it started last week when President Biden said that instead of allowing children to bring historical Resurrection Sunday, decorations for the White House Easter egg roll lawn today, which got postponed today because the weather was bad. Who wants to read something into that? You know that there's conspiracy people out there go, well, God wasn't pleased, so he sent a storm to the White House lawn. I don't know that God did that for that purpose or not, but they did get bumped today. But you had President Biden last week come out and say that he was going to declare this Sunday, the one that we just passed, was going to be Transsexual Day of Visibility, Hip Hip Hooray Day at the White House. And he's named one of these days each year he's been in office. So instead of saying it's the Resurrection Sunday where we celebrate the risen Lord Jesus Christ who conquered sin and death and bringing redemption to mankind, instead of doing that, which he wouldn't have had to have done, but that would have been preferable to what he did, he comes out and says, no, this is a Transsexual Day of Visibility. And here's the problem with it. First of all, there's no science that says that affirming this stuff is the good thing. And he's held since coming into office that the only way to respond to someone's proclivity in this manner is to just say that it's good, that it's all good. Whether it's good or not, there's no science. We haven't. In fact, there's increasing science that says it's problematic, but the White House doesn't acknowledge that science. It just says, nope, transsexual, good. We're going to support you and celebrate this. But this year, he put the day on Resurrection Sunday. He put the day on the Easter holiday. And he says, this is the way this White House operates. If you don't agree with us, then, you're terrible. If you don't vote for him, you can't be black. If you don't support his policies, you're a horrible person, etc. And he did that, coupling it with this policy that they were going to disallow the true meaning of Resurrection Sunday from being in any of the decorations of the White House, in any of the egg roll painted eggs or anything else. They're not going to allow children or families that view Easter as the traditional day that we acknowledge that Jesus rose from the grave. They're not going to allow any of that to be part of what they call the Easter celebration at the White House, which is insane. It's what the day is there for. Now, if you happen to not be someone who claims any branch of Christianity, then I would understand. If we had a Muslim president and he didn't acknowledge Resurrection Sunday, you would be, okay, I get why. Even though culturally it's still the predominant worldview, you'd at least understand it from a personal standpoint that they're coming. But Biden says he's a Christian. Biden says he believes in God. So he spits in the face of the greatest miracle that's ever happened. The miracle that turned death into life and sin into repentance and forgiveness instead of guilt. It was a transformational day to be visible yesterday. It was a day in which a man who had been dead just 2.5 days earlier walked out of a tomb and demonstrated to everyone around him that he had conquered sin and death. That's a miracle. We should be celebrating that. But playing this game of pretend, oh, your mind wants to believe that you're such and such, so we can't use mental health resources to help you find reality. We have to engage in you in the pretend and make it worse. This was the path that the White House took yesterday. And they said to every worshiping Christian across every denomination, every sect of Christianity, Catholic, Orthodox, Evangelical, non-denominational, all of the denominations, they said it to everybody. Jesus rising from the dead is not important. What's important is that we have transsexual day of visibility. And on past years when they've had this, it has turned into a ruckus. They've had bare boobies and behinds and everything else wandering around the White House lawn. It's been embarrassing. It's been shameful. And that's what the White House declared yesterday was. The most important day of the calendar. The day where we sit in awe at the miracle that the resurrection of Jesus was. The hope of what that resurrection brings to the human heart is greater hope than anything else that can be understood. It's the greatest longing of a person's heart that they can have. Knowing the power of the risen Christ is the most important knowledge that a human being can experience in his heart. I wrote a column about this. I'd be glad to send it to you if you wanted a copy of it. Just put Easter in the subject line. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And I'll send you my article. It's a formal response to what the White House said about yesterday. And it would make good information for you if you're having discussions with people about it. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And I'll send you a copy completely free, just a copy of my column. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. All right, straight ahead. A former FBI agent who was a little bit dismayed that there were four presidents in our city last week, but only one of them expressed sympathy to the fallen family of the police soldier, Jonathan Diller. We'll talk with Nicole Parker about that. And a little bit later on, advice for your portfolio. It's Money Monday. We always want to help you be a good steward of the money that you've earned and you're trying to be wise with, etc. So more on that straight ahead as well. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you here. You know why? Because he is risen. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. Coming right back.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to welcome back my next guest here at That Kevin Show from Times Square. We're glad to have you with us as well. She's a former FBI agent. In fact, we've featured her story in depth. Her very first time with us, we kept her for a full hour and really tried to understand everything that she had been through. But joined the service as a kind of call on her life following 9/11 and recently left the FBI because of concerns about what's going on with law enforcement in general. But we welcome her back this time to discuss some recent events and to really get some perspective on them. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome back Nicole Parker. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm glad that you're able to be with us. Since the Diller shooting went down a couple of weeks ago here in the New York area, there's been a lot of media chatter about police, about safety, about crime. We have been plagued in our nation's biggest city with a crime crisis that is unparalleled, I think, in our city's history, at least for at least a generation, if not of all time. But as a former active duty FBI agent, I'm just curious as to your thoughts about how it was handled, even how the memorials went down. Four presidents in town when the day of the memorial, and only one of them found his way over to comfort the family. I'm just curious your thoughts on all of it.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is something that, as a special agent of the FBI, I witnessed a lot of different things, and this is something that really bothered me, to see the lack of respect for local law enforcement. Obviously, I was an FBI special agent in the federal system, but I worked very closely, shoulder to shoulder, with local law enforcement officials. I was, you know, we had a task force. I worked with police departments all over South Florida. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the local law enforcement. They are the ones that are actually keeping our country safe on a day-to-day basis. And we cannot understate how important they are to our national security and safety. And again, I'm coming from the FBI perspective. It's the local law enforcement. They're the ones doing the traffic stops every day. When you're making a call to 911, they're the ones receiving those call outs. A typical officer, let's say they serve for 20 to 25 years. I've been in discussion with many of my friends who were local cops. You could be receiving, depending on the city that you're in, up to, let's say, potentially 60,000 calls in your entire career. That's just a ballpark number, depending on the jurisdiction in which you're serving. That's a lot of opportunity for danger and for risk and for potential death, frankly. Every time you go through a door or you go to that car for the traffic stop, you don't know what you're going to face. And these officers are putting their lives on the line every single day for strangers. They don't know all the citizens and the communities in which they protect, but they're willing to do that because they love their city. They love this country and they have a call to serve. And I think that for me, particularly the summer of 2020, I sat back and I watched how our law enforcement officials were crucified. And it made me upset. My blood was boiling. I was a special agent and I sat there and I watched our television screens as our cities burned to the ground and as our officers were literally spit upon. And the lack of respect and how they treated officers like they were villains is wrong. The defund the police movement, it's wrong. And you know what? 4 years later, we're seeing it and it's caused damaging effects, a ripple effect that could damage our country for years. Not only is there a lack of respect, but the law enforcement officers, the cops, they don't want to serve anymore because they are not appreciated. They are not respected. Their local officials do not support them. Defund the police. There's nothing more it takes your motivation out of your sales because they don't support you. And I can tell you, we had two FBI special agents on the federal level in the Miami division. One of them was a very close friend of mine. Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger and Special Agent Daniel Alphen were shot and killed in the line of duty on February 2nd of 2021 here in the Miami division in Sunrise, Florida. They were executing a search warrant against a child predator, and they were killed adversarially in the line of duty. Mm. And we have not had an adversarial death in the FBI in over 13 years. To say it was a big deal is an understatement. It rocked the FBI. And I can tell you, I personally was devastated. I had had conversations with Laura literally the day before she was killed. We were disgusted by what we saw the summer of 2020 and the disrespect for law enforcement. And we knew that with the new administration, now keep in mind, February 2nd of 2021 was literally 2 weeks after the Biden administration took over, after the inauguration. We knew, I'd served under Obama, I served under Trump, and I served under Biden. And to have two federal officials shot and killed in the line of duty, to have those memorial services and to have no president of the United States show up. The silence was deafening. They were not there. President Biden was not there. And so to see what happened with the NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, a true hero, not just for the city of New York, but for the entire country. And to know that President Biden was within 6 miles of where that wake occurred. Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't even have the common decency to go show up.
Sadly, well, and it's not like it's also not like he can't stop traffic and get through places in short amounts of time. Like he has the ultimate power to kind of clear his path to go wherever he wants and to choose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
To choose not to is an absolute slap in the face. And frankly, you know what? It's hurtful. It's I think it's disgusting, but I can tell you it's par for the course because I saw it happen on the federal level as well. He didn't show up for the FBI agents' funerals either. So that was a very loud and clear message to us and to members of the law enforcement community, and particularly the FBI. He didn't really care. He doesn't have our back. He doesn't support us. And that's how it felt. And like I said, not being there sent a very, very clear message. I think it's disgusting. And I think it's shameful, but not shocking, not shocking at all.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at. And I think it's important that members of the community sit back and watch what's happening. And they think, well, what can I do about it? I'm not a cop. I'm not an FBI agent. What am I going to do to help? There's a lot that you can do because you have the power of a vote, and your vote hopefully matters. And in fair elections, your vote should matter. And you actually do have a voice in your community. And one thing that members of the community can do, you can go out and vote. You can support elected officials who support law enforcement.
I want to get back to strategy of where we go from here in our next segment. But I do want to say that the damage that this mindset has done towards law enforcement nationwide has created an unsafe nation for law-abiding people. And there are lots of factors that are being kind of shuffled into this deck. But chief among them is the fact that we took law enforcement from being somebody that we respected and looked up to now we spit on and degrade on the public mass kind of level. And that is a very dangerous place to be. She's Nicole Parker. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're talking about law enforcement. Of course, last week, the four presidents were in town and three of them went to a big glitzy fundraiser. One of them went and sat with a widow and had a very meaningful time with the family expressing his feeling for it. And as former agent Parker was just saying, if you're not engaged in this, what does it take? Does it take a murder in your own neighborhood? Does it take someone you know? Does it take a law enforcement member keeping you safe going down? I hope we don't get to that point. But my fear is that we're rapidly approaching it with little hope that the brakes are going to work before it is too late. We're coming right back from New York. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back. Nicole Parker is my guest. She is a former FBI agent, and she is someone who loves this country, responded on 9/11 by saying, I need to do more than what I'm doing working in the world of finance. And she got involved. She became a law enforcement officer as a special agent for the FBI and served her country in that capacity for a number of years before kind of wrestling with this idea of, is it too far gone? And now she's speaking out consistently. Nicole, always appreciate your time. It's very valuable, and you always bring such great insights. But there's no question that where we are right now in 2024, in the middle of this election cycle, that crime is on everyone's mind. And at just about the time you wonder if people are going to forget about it, then you have a Laken Riley. About the time you're going to forget about it, you have Jonathan Diller. There are consistently massive criminal issues that are coming to the fore. And it appears from where I sit in the New York area that our top law enforcement, our top FBI officials, our top executive branch officials just don't seem to be that interested in dealing with it. And Christopher Wray had a tough week last week in front of a couple of committees in the Congress. And Joe Biden doesn't like the questions about not just illegal immigration, but its impact on the crime issue that he's also let spiral out of control contemporaneously. How can we, Nicole Parker, begin to take back our culture, our cities, our nation, and make it safer if our elected leaders are so blind and unwilling to address the issue?
You know, that's an excellent question, because there's nothing worse than feeling like a sitting duck. I mean, I am originally from Texas. I'm now a resident of Florida, but I'm from Texas, and I look at the open border, and, you know, all these cities are complaining, oh, you know, we have this big problem with immigration. Excuse me, but look at Texas. They're taking the brunt of this, millions and millions of people.
Secretary Mayorkas just last week said to Guatemala, we think we're going to have the Texas border open soon. And he apologized for the trouble that they're now facing because Governor Abbott took those measures.
And you know what? What you need to be doing as citizens, if you don't agree with what's happening, if you're starting to feel concerned about your own life and your safety, is you need to start electing officials like Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis and those who actually care about their states and putting the safety of their citizens first. This open border is so dangerous. We're basically inviting terrorists in. You know, I look at how crazy it is, the whole thing with TSA and letting these individuals fly. Why do the rest of us even have to go through TSA checks anymore? Why do we even have to show our real government IDs? I witnessed 9/11. Kevin, I witnessed 9/11. I saw the terrorists take those buildings down. And now we just are inviting whoever would like to come in into our country. It's a problem. Look at the immigrants in Times Square who beat up the NYPD cops and then were let out, you know, the next moment after they were arrested and lost in the wind. I mean, this is absolutely
and without remorse, they were flipping the middle finger to literally the entire world as they walked out of the jailhouse. I mean, that's where we're at.
But you know what? I think Americans are waking up. And people like myself, I loved being a special agent for the FBI. It was a very difficult decision to walk away. I felt like I was making a difference. I worked with good people. I wasn't involved in the politicization. I was trying to work violent crime, crimes against children, things that I felt truly mattered, where I could help protect Americans. But you know what, Kevin? It got to the point where I would sit back and watch what was happening in our country and within the FBI, even the politicization of it. And I thought, you know what? I believe that God has a different path for me. And if he's going to create a path and a platform where I can speak up and be a voice for thousands of agents that I know that feel the same way as I do, then I'm going to do that. And that was the contribution that I made. I walked away from my pension. I don't regret it, but I love serving. It was a difficult decision. But I think creating awareness for Americans that are not on the inside of these organizations who don't necessarily know what's going on. So being a voice and trying to create awareness and speak truth and spread light is very important. But then it's on the citizens to listen and say, you know what? Is this a credible individual? Is what she's saying true? And what can I do about it? Like I said, what you can do about it is start looking at who you're voting for. Maybe right. You've already always voted a certain way. Maybe you should open up and look at their different positions on issues and vote and get out there and show support for law enforcement. This sounds so simple, but when you see an officer in uniform, there have been times that they've been spit on. They've been turned away from restaurants. They have been just completely destroyed. Say thank you. Yeah. It's a very simple gesture, but it goes a long way to feel appreciated and valued. Do your part to show that you care. These first responders, this is dangerous. They need to know that they matter to their community. And I understand this all came after the summer of 2020. I call it the George Floyd effect. I'm not saying I agree with what happened with George Floyd, but I also don't agree with how law enforcement has been absolutely crucified. And we need to wake up to our true heroes. They are the heroes. Local cops are your heroes, and you can show support. Get out and vote for people that support them. Do not support defund the police movements. Back the blue and do your part to make a difference.
That's so well said. Follow her on social media, Nicole Parker USA. Nicole, always appreciate you being with us. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York City. Don't go away.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back on this Money Monday. Hilary Kramer is still with us. And Hilary, we're taking a look at some of those companies that have just, well, you called them momentum business.
Oh,
these are ones that are
players, and they're going to go.
They just refuse to come down so far.
That's right. These are the companies that you might not want to touch because you think they've already gone up too high. But remember, higher highs go even higher. Okay, always remember that. Don't try to catch a falling knife. If I tell you that there's a value play out there, a company that's come down, that's a little bit different. But when you see a company and you think it's great because you wanted to buy it at $1,000 a share and now it's at $850, that doesn't mean it's not. It might be $500 2 days from now. So I have some good momentum players. Let me start. Do you want me to start with number one or should I start with number 15?
Let's go 15 to the number one.
Okay. Number 15. And remember, momentum will make you money. Netflix. Okay, they had that password sharing crackdown, new subscription tier. You know, they've tiered the different prescriptions. That's driving growth. And at $600, you can't go wrong. Last quarter sales were up 20%, and the earnings per share was up almost 2,000%.
Wow.
Let's move on to number 14. You might not have heard of as much, Tidewater. Tidewater is an offshore, a TDW, okay, everyone, TDW provides offshore support, vessels and marine support services to that whole big offshore energy world that we don't really see that much of. You can't go wrong. $92, this stock is going higher. Number 13, Arista Networks. We've talked about Arista before, A-N-E-T. But Microsoft and Meta Platforms are the hugest customers of Arista Networks, which is really the number one network leader. Next, and it's going to surprise you, but Meta Platforms, Okay, so Meta, they're refocusing on social media, right? Facebook sees social media as an opportunity, but different ways and different innovation. And it cost them a lot, their VR experience. That didn't go too well. But remember, Meta, you know, they have a platform. Facebook is still a flat platform used by families, friends, and companies. And we're talking about, right, so 25% last quarter sales, debt of only 12%. And we're going to see return on equity almost 30%. Facebook, now Meta, M-E-T-A, going higher. Let's move to number 11, because I don't want you to cut me off, Kevin. is DraftKings, online sport betting. They bought the lottery app called Jackpot for $750 million. You can't go wrong with these fantasy games, cash prizes. Here's number 10, Shockwave Medical. Shockwave Medical, this ticker symbol is SWAV, Sam, Wave, Apple, Victor. Okay, I love Shockwave Medical, $325 stock. It saw quite a dip, but it's coming back strong, and they treat calcified cardiovascular disease. Anyone who goes to the cardiologist knows they're continuously, in the last year, the big hot area is calcification. Number 9, Elf Beauty. They're a cosmetic leader, and they use TikTok and Instagram, and they know how to market. And it's a stock that continues to rise. Last quarter sales. It's important to look at these statistics. We're up 85%. How many companies saw a rise of 85%? Now let's move to next one, Clean Spark. It's a Bitcoin miner, and they operate data centers that run on these low-carbon power networks. So they're considered a cleaner way to be into Bitcoin mining. Sales up 165% and earnings per share up 130%. MW, we like CleanSpark, CLSK. Let me get to number 7, Hims and Hers Health. You like that? What a great
name. I see their ads everywhere.
Okay, Hims and Hers. And the ticker, though, is not – I don't like the ticker. The ticker is Hims alone, H-I-M-S. Okay, a $15 stock, more of a small cap in many ways, and it's telehealth, specializing in personal care products. Number 6, I've had my doubts about it, but the numbers don't lie unless they're lying, and that's Celsius, C-E-L-H, okay, that's calorie-burning fitness beverages.
I just had one before we sat down to do this interview. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Are you burning calories?
I am. Whenever.
Dinner already?
No, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, so you like that.
A much safer and much more nutritious version of Red Bull, basically, is what it is.
Yes, yes. Filled with vitamins. Zero debt. I like that. We like the fact that Celsius has a 95% rise in quarterly sales, and last quarter earnings per share was up 242%, which means they know how to handle their losses, or not their losses, but they know how to handle their earnings weaknesses. Number 5, we've heard a lot about this one. Arm Holdings, chip designer. It's a chip designer, and they see artificial intelligence as a major growth designer. Okay.
45 seconds, Hillary. Are we going to make it?
Oh,
four more to go.
We're going to do it. Let me just read them off. Number 4 is CrowdStrike. We need security software.
Yep.
Vertiv, number 3, provider of digital infrastructure technology for data centers. The cloud is nothing more than a bunch of data centers, so don't fool yourself. This is a cloud play. Vertiv, let me just give the ticker symbol, VRT. The last 2, Comfort Systems, HVAC, mechanical, electrical contracting. Nothing sexy, but it's going to make you money. And the company, it's doing great, really great. And then number 1, we know what number 1 is going to be. It begins with an N and it ends with an A. NVIDIA. NVIDIA is stronger than ever. The stock might have seen a little bit of a sideways movement, But you can't, last quarter sales up 265%. That's what you want to be thinking about.
And that's your 15 highs that are going higher, according to Hillary Kramer, all 15 of them. And if you want, you should get the podcast of this interview to re-listen to it if you missed any of them. But she's also written about them at HillaryKramer.com. Hillary, I always appreciate you. Thank you for being back with us.
A pleasure, an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You got it.
Next week.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Indeed. Be well. Here we go.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Final few minutes of the Monday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. And again, you want any part of anything that I do at any time, thatkevinshow.com is my new website. It is where you can get the podcasts of past episodes. You can watch the weekend television show. We just had a great weekend with the Thief on the Cross special. The actor Stephen Baldwin portraying the thief, and very moving presentation. Absolutely free, always free. I never put anything behind a paywall. I just want you to have access to it. So go check that out. All right. This story has to be one of the strangest ones. Over the weekend, a trailer was put at an intersection that sat directly in front of the Global Vision Church. Now, I don't know anything about the Global Vision Church in Mount Joliet. But this is where this story took place. And somebody early in the morning had pulled up a what looks like a lawn trailer, you know, where they load up the lawnmowers and the blowers and all the rest of the stuff that they use in maintaining lawns. But instead of it being full of lawn equipment, it was loaded to the brim with Bibles. And the security tape shows this grainy shot of this truck pulling up. They unhitch the trailer. They lower the front end of it so it doesn't tip, so you got it level. They pull their car away a little bit, and then this shadowy figure comes back to the trailer. Looks like he's pouring something all over whatever's in the trailer, and then you see this little match get lit and throws it under the trailer, and poof, it just starts burning, and then he jumps in the truck and drives away. So what was in there? Instead of lawn equipment, they had filled this thing with Bibles, chock full to the rim of Bibles. And in front of a church on Easter morning, somebody lit them on fire and, burned a trailer full of Bibles in front of a church on Resurrection Sunday morning. Friends, we're not living in normal times. And it's incumbent upon us, those that believe that there is an objective truth, that we call evil what it is. And when Hamas sends terrorists to butcher Jews in Israel, that's evil. When the president changes out historical Resurrection Sunday Easter material for transgenderism in the White House on the day of Resurrection, that's evil. Burning a trailer full of Bibles in front of a church, that's evil. We live in evil times. And you and I need to be the answer to that in a winsome and truth-telling way. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.